Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Do not be afraid of dying. Be afraid of living with nothing to die for. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're out in this beautiful planet of ours. This is Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on Om Times. I am your co-host, Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, the Seattle Seer, here broadcasting live in the rainy, cloudy, cold fall day of Seattle, Washington. And just want to thank you for hanging out with us, whether it's a morning, noon, or night. We love our global audience all around the world of inspired listeners. So grab a nice cup of tea, get into some comfortable clothes, grab a nice seat by the fire on this fall day, and let's have an inspiration and spiritual conversation here on Inspired Living Radio. My co-host all the way across the United States in the beautiful Richmond, Virginia area is Kim Thalkin, founder of Love First. Hi, Kim.
Hey there, Mark. How's it going?
Good. It's a classic fall day here in Seattle, so the rain is back, and just got a nice cup of tea here and looking forward to talking about today's topic and book and our special guest, Sandra Champlain, and her book, We Don't Die.
Yes, I am excited about this, too. I feel like there's some energy rumbling in the background there of people that are looking forward to the show today. I just kind of feel it energetically. But it is a nice fall day out here, too. It was really cool this morning on my walk, a whopping 40 degrees, so it's changed in temperatures, but I'm excited about this new season, and I'm excited to be here today and to welcome our guests and to talk about, I think, a topic that so many people think about. So many people think about. Everybody's, you know, curious about life after death. So this is going to be a good one. Although I'd like to just let the listeners know, of course, that if you're interested in learning more about the work that I'm doing or if there's anything that I can do to help support you on your path, you can find me at lovefirst.info. I love what I do. I love the people that I work with. And so, you can also connect with us on social media, and there's a lot of different ways to connect with us, huh, Mark? I mean, there's not...
Yeah, we've got a lot of platforms.
So if you'd like to find us on Facebook, you can do that under Inspired Living Radio. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram under Inspired for Us, Google Plus under Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. You can post your questions there, add your comments, send just your thoughts through, anyone you'd like for us to have on the show, whatever it is you'd like to reach out to us on, you can do that on these platforms. You can also listen to all of our archives on Om Times Radio, Podbean, SoundCloud, MarkLanehart.com, LoveFirst.info, and YouTube and iTunes. Today and every week, you can call in with your questions live on air at 202-570-7057. If you don't want to call in and you just want to send through your questions, we can do that and read it live on air. And every month we have an inspired affirmation. And so for the month of October, the affirmation is, today I create a wonderful new day and a wonderful new future. And I just love this affirmation because I think it's so timely with kind of everything that's going on out there. We need to be reminded of our own power to create that which it is we want to bring into our experience. No matter what's happening around us, We are the creator of our own lives. So just remember that. And I will turn it back over to you, Mark.
Well, and I just have to say, Kim, I love the East Coast and the fall. I was just in Boston this last weekend for a spiritual event, so it was nice to see the leaves falling in the New England area. And just want to give a big inspired Living Radio shout out to Deborah and Carrie and Catherine, who welcomed me into Boston and sponsored me. And we had a wonderful event demonstrating mediumship and private readings and private spirit circles. So I just want to thank them. I love always going out to the East Coast and visiting the people of Boston. And also, just real quick, want to let our inspired listeners know that I have an event coming up here in 2 weeks up in Vancouver, British Columbia. My friends up in Canada, just give them a shout out as well. I will be doing another demonstration in mediumship, a workshop along with private readings. If you want to find out more about that information through Eventbrite tickets, please go to marklanehart.com, and I look forward to prospecting with you. So let's talk about our guest. We're going to welcome Sandra Champlain to Inspired Living Radio. She had a fear of dying, which led her on a 15-year journey to find proof that life after death is real. After the death of her father, she created How to Survive Grief, which is a free audio that was quickly heard by thousands worldwide. Armed with this powerful information that has reduced pain and saved lives, she wrote the international best-selling Re Don't Die, A Skeptic's Discovery of Life After Death. Sandra continues her search for afterlife evidence on her podcast, We Don't Die. I know the show very well because I was honored and privileged to be on that show. And she shares over 200 hours of conversation with experts and inspiration to thousands of listeners worldwide. If you want to find out more about the work that Sandra is doing on this topic, you can also go to the website, which is WeDon'tDieRadio.com. She has her podcast that you can listen to with over 200 some shows. I remember I was show 198, so she's been doing this for a long time. Sandra, welcome to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim.
Hi, welcome. Kim. Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me. And I'm in the Boston area, so I must have just missed you when I was coming home. You were departing, but it's a beautiful 70-degree fall day here. Crazy.
Yeah, it was actually a little hot there, a little bit of humidity. It was nice. I brushed up on my history while I was in Boston, stopped at Mike's Pastries and had
Very
a
good.
Lobster tail. Yeah, went out on the sound in a nice yacht, drank some wine. It was great. Had a great time and also just Aww. Connected with those in the spirit world, which, you know, we don't die. And it's a great topic to have that the etheric world and those in the etheric world are just actually a thought away. So let's talk about your fear of dying, because I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there have this real fear of dying and what that all entails.
Yeah, fear of dying is one of the top three fears that human beings share. And it is interesting because I don't know exactly what triggered it, but it was back in the mid-90s. And it came so sudden and so, like, I couldn't go to bed at night without thinking, if this is my last night on earth, what comes after? Does something come after? Is my life for a reason? And I think there's always times that we look up at the stars and think of the vastness of the universe. But instead of having wonder, I just had this fear of not being able to handle the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
It was awful. It was awful.
Yeah, and I think a lot of folks around the world have that same fear. But let's talk about the book. We're gonna be going to our first break here in just a mm-hmm. few minutes. But I know myself, I have a big curiosity because I've experienced near death, you know, twice in my life, and I'm more curious about it than fearful about it, of that unknown, because I know in the work that I do today there is a connection, there is proof and evidence. And so this led you to start this audio as far as helping people out, and that got picked up and listened to it, you know, few thousand times, and then you started your radio show and you wrote this book. So let's talk about the book and let's get into some of the chapters and some of the takeaways that people can really get from the book and some of the questions that might be lingering.
Yeah, and I can't help but think, whether it's any one of the three of us or anybody who's listening, those things that give you the worst fear, the most heartache, some of the times of tragedy in your life, those are the things that really can be transformational and help mm-hmm. get you on your life's purpose. So without me having the fear of dying, I would have never started studying the possibility of the afterlife, finding out about grief, and now making a difference in so many people's lives. And I absolutely love it. You know, I kind of compare it to over 100 years ago, people didn't think air travel was possible. There were these two brothers, mm-hmm. Orville and Wilbur, and they were convinced it was, and people called them crazy. And, you know, mm-hmm. really, people thought they were lunatics. And now we look over 100 years later, and our world couldn't be what it is without air travel. So I think now is just the time for us to embrace, and there's enough of us out there with great stories of evidence of the afterlife to really shift the conversation to have a whole new future, a whole new world that we're moving into.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of reminds me of where Elon Musk is taking with his SpaceX and the exploration of moving into space, kind of that next you know, what's it going to look like 100 years from now when we looked at, you know, space travel is only for astronauts. It's going to become, you know, a common thing for people to really explore and discover. And I like to say explore and discover through body, mind, and spirit. And so the book, international bestseller, how long did it take you to write the book?
It took me only 2 months. And why only 2 months? Because here I was, I mean, I'm human like everybody. I knew I had a passion for telling my story, but you know, our brains tell us things like we're not good enough, I'm not smart enough, you know, I'm no author. And I just happened to meet a publisher that I was able to share my dream and my story, and he had just lost his father, and I had given him enough good evidence in that brief conversation. And with tears in his eyes, he says, you know, can you really think you can write what you're talking about? And I had never written anything in my life, and he says, just like you're talking to me, just as you speak, tell your story. It's the easiest way for people to read, like it's conversational. And I sent him a couple of chapters that I'd like to talk about, and he says, how soon can you have the whole book written? 2 months later,
awesome.
It was done.
2 months later, I love it. So we're going to go to our first break here on Inspired Living Radio with our very special guest, Sandra Champlain, with her book, We Don't Die, A Skeptic's Discovery of Life After Death. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts, brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on Ohm Times. Thank you so much for listening for today's show. Our very special guest, Sandra Champlain, with her book, We Don't Die, A Skeptic's Discovery of Life After Death. If you want to actually listen to her podcast, you can go to her site, and it is, I have it right here, it is WeDon'tDieRadio.com, so www.WeDon'tDieRadio.com. She has a lot of episodes with a lot of different guests, fascinating stuff, and like we said, over 200 hours of conversation. So we are going to open the phone lines. I know that we get our inspired listeners calling in from all over the world. The number to call in is 1-202-570-7057. Right before the break there, Sandra, you were talking about how you wrote this book in 2 months, and the divine timing or the divine connection with a publisher allowed you to get the book out there for people to read, which I think is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. It's so exciting. And just to be on the path of not only sharing my book, but a certain time came where I was so busy because I maintain a business and a day job. Mm-hmm. And you know, I tell my story enough, and not that it's not good, but there was a big piece of me that was missing that wanted to learn more and share. I'm big about sharing. And so I've been delighted to have you as a guest on my show, but to pull all kinds of people from different walks of life. Yeah. About different reasons we can really believe in the afterlife. And I know we all have these brains that are skeptical and doubting, and we might not think so good of ourselves or not good enough, smart enough, but you know, we all humans have that ego. But when we can put that aside and really look to see, you know, the evidence is there that we don't die, our lives are for a reason. I love the name of your show, Inspired Living, because I think without the fear of dying, we don't have to have the fear of living. And yeah, it's a great, rich place, our planet Earth, and lots to explore for our souls. So thanks for you guys for doing what you do.
Oh, well, thank you. It's you are the inspired, and the inspiration is our tagline, and we mean that. And, you know, the evidence, I was just talking about this in Boston, you know, in front of 40-some people at a public event. And there's either something when you're presenting the evidence from the spirit world and those that have passed on into the etheric world, and you come back with evidence from them through me to somebody in the crowd, I say that there is something really palpable to this and real, or I am one hell of a good guesser. So, you know, that is the proof that I sought after my own tragedies and near-death experience, and it's a real deal. And we want to keep this sharing going. We've got a caller calling in. This is going to be Kim from Florida. So let's take Kim, if we can put her into the call room and see what her question is. Hi, Kim.
Daddy.
Hello? Hi, Kim. You're on Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim.
Oh, how are you?
Good. How are you? What's your question today?
Okay. So I did call last week, and you guys had mentioned to me that there was one person that was it's about my soulmate. That he is not in the picture, and there was another guy with dark hair, and I needed to share my feelings with him.
Kim? But, hi, Kim.
Yes.
Kim, this is
Hi, how are you?
This is Kim Falcon. Hi. Good, good, good. You know, today we're talking about a different topic. We're not doing live readings.
you're not.
So we just want to make sure. No, we're not. But we just want to make sure that we stay on topic, because we have a lovely guest on our show today talking to us about life after death, which is a topic that so many people would love to learn more about, have questions about, etc. So if you want to save your question or call us back when we open up the phone lines again, which should be in another few weeks, keep checking our Facebook page for the that date, then we'll be happy to talk you through that. Okay,
that would be awesome. And I'll stay on the line and listen. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for calling,
you're
Kim.
Welcome.
So we love our inspired listeners, and I think she was more thinking it was an open phone line, which was last week. So appreciate you calling in, Kim.
Yeah,
it's again.
Okay. This is what it's like to be human. I shared this that we're going to be on with my Facebook group. I think it's important, like you have your group of people.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people out there that want to know more about the afterlife. They want to be able to talk to people, and many of us don't have people in our day-to-day lives. So a shout out to the We Don't Die listener Facebook group, because anybody can join. Just type in We Don't Die listeners, but it's 3,000 like-minded people that are now starting to branch out in communities and being able to talk about these things. So I'm grateful that you guys have people that follow you and will call in and trust you, and that's so important.
Yeah, it's such a growing global community.
I have a question for you. The notion of fear has come up a lot. People are fearful of dying. Where do you think that fear comes from?
I think just part of the machinery of being human is to have fear. A lot of people call it the ego or the inner critic. We all have this voice inside of us that is not always our champion. You know, you can look, get up in the morning and look in the mirror and you're too big, too many gray hairs, whatever that may be. I'm still single at the age of 51 and you know what my voice is saying to me. But I think part of being human is to forget who we really are and living the game of life. You know, if we really take on that life is an education for the soul and that we're here to learn and grow, make a difference for another, have this soul growth. If we were remembering 24/7 that we can never die, that we are these spiritual beings having a human experience, I don't think the game would be worth playing. And I think part of, to answer your question about fear, is to have that little voice inside that has us question things, that has us be afraid. That's just part of our machinery of being in this human skin. And I don't know if fear ever goes away, but I do know from my personal explorations and adventures that having our dreams fulfilled is on the other side of our comfort zone. That fear, and I'm just as human as anybody, fear can stop us. Or when we feel afraid, we can actually use it as a little road sign, like, ooh, maybe I'm about to have a breakthrough here. What would it be like to be afraid and go forward anyways? And a little trick that I like to use when I'm courageous is to remember that when we're in the present moment, really in the present moment, like for, say, for instance, we want to call somebody and we have a little fear about making a certain phone call, whatever that may be. But when you're present and you're actually paying attention to dialing the number on the phone and listening to the other voice, when we're so present in action, the fear is gone. So you can't be in action and feel the fear at the same time. And it's really interesting because 99% of the things we're afraid of never happen. And that 1% that does happen, it's never as bad as we thought it would be. Mm-hmm. You know, but I do believe that the miracles, the richness of life, all the good stuff is on the other side of our comfort zone. And so we do have to go through fear to get there. So I wish it was just an off switch, because I can't stand fear. And it comes up all the time, even before talking to you guys and dialing in. It's like I've been on hundreds of calls, radio shows, but still it's right there. Am I good enough? They can understand. You know, it's like just, you know, sit in the back seat, that little voice of mine. Let's be present. Let's have the intention of making a difference.
I so appreciate your your honesty and just the fear that you had, or a little bit of the nervousness that you had calling in. That's real. That's human. Mm-hmm. And but I hope that's since gone and we're just all comfortable having a nice conversation with a cup of tea.
Yes.
And
I know. I just have water, not the cup of tea. But, yeah, it's so good. And I really do think, you know, they say there's three common fears that people share. It's fear of being alone, fear of failure, and fear of dying. And one of my big passions in sharing the richness of the reality of the afterlife is, number one, we don't have to be afraid of dying, because we don't. You know, we are all going to close our eyes at some point one last time on planet Earth. We will. But we're going to open them, and our loved ones and our pets are going to be there. It's going to be like crossing the finish line. They'll be cheering us on. You know, so we don't have to be afraid of the afterlife. Our loved ones are around. We don't have to feel being alone, because whether you can see them or not, our loved ones are around. And I don't believe that they're stalking us every moment of the day. I think there's things that they're doing in the hereafter. But as you guys can tap into people's energies, you know they're very much alive.
None of us are alone. We are supported. And then the last fear is the fear of failure. You know, and I look at people, like I had brought up the Wright brothers or even Thomas Edison inventing the light bulb. You have a vision and you fail enough times until you succeed. Failure, there's no real such thing as failure, you know, as long as you keep on going. And everything is growth for the soul, learning, you know, so we can never fail as being human. So those main fears that we share, you know, that I know we don't have to have them. It's not so easy to just turn them off, but really look for the adventure in life, look for the newness, look for doing things you haven't done before and taking new challenges. And I do think that, you know, when our time comes, that we do close our eyes the last time here on Earth, we want to look back and see that we went for our dreams, see that we did some uncomfortable stuff, that we really pushed our limits, as opposed to having a whole life of things that we wish we had done and regrets.
And I like to say that...
Go ahead, Mark, sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'd like to say that when you say talk about fail, I actually use that as an acronym in my own journey, that it's first attempt in learning, and you got to keep trying, like you were saying, Sandra, and keep plugging ahead. First attempt in learning is the acronym for fail, and fear is false evidence appearing real, because you're right. There are real fears, but we usually do one of three things: fight, flight, or freeze. The rest of it, it's all in our mind and the things that we create when it comes to fear and what's in our mindset.
Yeah. Kim, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, what about those people out there that that are, let's say, atheists, that think their belief is that, boy, once it's, you know, your life comes to a close here, that's the end of your existence. And that's taking us into our next break.
So and that's what we'll talk about next.
Minutes. That's what we're going to talk about next. And stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes with our guest, Sandra Champlain, and talking about life after death.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more. All to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest, Sandra Champlain, as we talk about her book, We Don't Die, A Skeptic's Discovery of Life After Death. So I guess this is a perfect question, Sandra, because my question was, what about the people out there that are atheists that just believe that they're, once their life is completed here on Earth, that's the end of their existence? So I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. I don't know if you can't hear me, or maybe I'm on the line by myself.
Yes. No, so you're, Sandra, you might be on mute.
I can hear you. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and I just said the most inspiring words. No. I believe that I believe that we embrace people wherever they're at. And when I started this journey 20 years ago, I really laughed at anybody who believed in metaphysical stuff. And you couldn't tell me anything different. There's not a word that you could say that would have me buy into this stuff. And it wasn't until I went on my own journey that I started to realize it. So I honor people with wherever they're at, period. And that being said, I have had enough mediums tell me that they've worked with people that may have been an atheist or whatever their belief is. And by having a medium reading, they're like, oh, there's no way this person could know these things. And they started to open up a little. There's even been, I've interviewed many, many people that have had near-death experiences that did not believe. And, you know, scientists and physicists, and in that moment where their body flatlines, whether Jesus is there or their loved ones are there or their spirit guides show up, and they're introduced to so much love in this whole new reality, that they come back and say, wow, I was wrong. You know, so I honor people with where mm-hmm. they're at, and I do know that there comes a time, I think, in most people's lives when we start asking ourselves these big questions, who am I, what is my life for, and that just puts us on the journey. And there are people that I know of that are atheists, and even though they might not believe in God, they believe in something. There's some atheists that I know that meditate, and they have these really cool experiences by quieting their mind, and they know they're tapping into something. So, you know, I don't think I'm better or worse than anybody, but I think we're all on our own individual journeys, and wherever we're at in our journey is just fine. But there's a reason people are listening to your show right now. And I think for all of us, it's like we're ready to take that next step and open the door into what else is possible. What other miracles are there for us to experience?
Yes, I really like that. We do honor where everybody is. Everyone's on their own path for their own reasons. Always driven by the soul. So, anyways, we do have a caller, Melanie from Austin, Texas, who's got a question for you. Melanie, welcome to Inspired Living. How can we help you today?
Yes, thank you very much for having me. Sandra, I am a huge fan. I love your book. I love your podcast. I love your Facebook page. My question is, I just want to know how you choose who to interview, and a little bit, can you talk about a little bit about who you have coming up in terms of interviews?
Sure, I can. And hi, Melanie, and I love
Hi, Sandra.
Melanie's actively involved in our Facebook group, and she's one person that's really helping other people.
Love it.
And you'll be delighted to know that my listeners know that I've been out in the field with my catering business for quite a few weeks, that in the last 2 days, I've just interviewed several great people. So coming up, there's a gentleman, this will be the next one, Thomas Miller, who has his own podcast, the Subconscious Mind Mastery podcast. Great. I've got another physical medium. His name is Rob Blackburn. He's somebody I met at the Afterlife Symposium, someone here in the United States who is sitting for the mystical, wonderful physical mediumship. Have you heard of channeling Eric, the doctor?
Yes. Yep. We've had him on our show before.
Yep.
Dr. Alyssa Medhus. She came on, and this was just today that I had the honor of talking to her and the medium that works with her. And basically, for your listeners who don't know who she is, she's a mother who had her 20-something-year-old son commit suicide. And doctor of internal medicine she grew up as an atheist parents. And she was introduced to a medium who told some really specific details, not only about her son, but exactly, you know, how he passed and what he was wearing. And I mean, things that she just couldn't know. And through working with different mediums, the son has actually stepped in to the energy fields of these mediums and has not only been able to talk to his mother, but they've written a couple of books together. He gives some very fine spiritual guidance about life and what it's like on the other side. And so that was fantastic. And then also, I did another interview today that, yes, I will be very busy editing them and having them for you. But it was Colonel Diane Corcoran, who is the president of the IANS, the International Association of Near-Death Studies, and her friend Lilia, and talking about near-death experiences and our veterans, and talking about the suicide rate. And I wasn't aware till they told me today that 48% of the people that come out of combat have had near-death experiences. And I thought, wow, that's very, very high number. And as we know, there's over, she says the new details is there's 24 veterans a day that commit suicide.
Wow.
A day, just in the United States.
So,
they're really out to address, you know, teaching people about the near-death experience, the reality of it, and giving support. So you, my friend, have got some good episodes to look forward to. And how do I pick them? It is sometimes random. It's people that email me and say, you really need to interview this doctor with Channeling Eric, and I send an email. Sometimes people come to me. Sometimes I feel I'm a little divinely guided that I'll meet someone at a conference or on an airplane. And then I have some friends that also do some mailing. So I'm definitely open to talking to good people. So if anyone knows great people with great afterlife stories, you don't have to be an author or a famous person. You just have a desire to serve mankind and share your personal stories, and I'd love to talk to you.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much. I'm so excited for the upcoming podcast.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Melanie.
For calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you. For calling. Oh, over to you, Mark.
Okay, so we have another question that just came in. This is from Janet, posted on our closed Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio. Again, if you want to sign up and be part of the Inspired Listening community, go ahead and join, and we'll approve you. We're a growing page. We started with two of us, and we're up to, 1,100 people now, Kim, around the world? It's crazy just watching this page grow. I love it.
Yeah,
so Janet says, this is for you, Sandra. The people I know who've wondered about death shortly before they died were concerned about losing who they were, their identities, and recognizing those loved ones who've passed before them, hoping that they will still know them, love them, be there to lead them through a strange new world they might not recognize or cope with. What can help give the dying some peace of mind with those fears of change and a new world?
Well, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. I have interviewed enough people with all the same similar story that when our moment comes to cross over, we still get to be us. You're not going to change other than you're not going to have that little negative critic in your mind. So you will be you. You will be recognizable to your loved ones. They will be recognizable to you. In fact, so many people say that they see souls that maybe on earth they wouldn't have recognized, but their higher self, that you recognize and love everybody. So we retain our same personalities, our same senses of humor, which I love that, and who we are. And also, if we have had any kind of sickness, any kind of something you don't like about yourself, whatever that is, we get to pick our best selves to represent ourselves in the hereafter. So many times, well, I've actually interviewed spirit artists, and those are mediums that also have the gift of being able to draw. And so,
yeah, that's powerful.
One spirit artist who I worked with after the loss of my dad, and even though I believe in the hereafter, it's still very difficult to lose my dad. Well, I didn't lose him, but you know what I'm getting at. But she drew a picture of my dad of what he would have looked like when he was in his 20s in the Air Force. And I was looking at this picture like, wow, you know, because dad died in his 70s with all the tubes in him, with white hair and really looking terrible, painful death of cancer. And she said, we get to pick our best age. And so their dad was smiling on this paper. And that was his best age in his 20s when he was in the Air Force. So I'm happy that I won't need glasses and, you know, all these other good things. But we get to retain who we are. And I love that. I really do. So no worries about losing your personality or not being able to recognize people. And also, somebody else that recognizes you are our pets. Our pets are very much in the afterlife. Any pet that we have loved will be there as well to greet you. And one of the gals that I interviewed on my show, when she had her near-death experience, her deceased mother was right there, first of all, holding her, kind of cradling her in her arms, sitting on the ground. And all around her, she says, were all the pets that she's ever had. You know, so
I love that.
They recognize you too, and they'll be right there for you.
And, no I, and fear. I love, Sandra, that the mannerisms, the love, you know, even when I'm connecting, the spirit world will show us how they passed, but then also show us what they looked like in their 20s and their 30s and their young youth, and actually give that visualization to the person they're connecting to. So we have a couple more callers, so we're kind of getting busy here. So Janet, thank you so much for posting that. Yeah, it is. Thank you for posting that question on our closed Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio. Again, if you want to join and be an inspired listener, we're going to go to our last break, unfortunately, but we'll be right back. We'll pick this up with the two callers that are holding on the line to ask more questions. Our very special guest, Sandra Champlain, talking about We Don't Die, a skeptic's discovery of life after death. This is Inspired Living Radio.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim, our very special guest today, Sandra Champlain, with her book, We Don't Die, a Skeptic's Discovery of Life After Death. Sandra, we do have two callers, and we're in the last segment of the show, so I want to get the first caller, Cheryl, with a question about her grandson. Welcome to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim, Cheryl.
Thank you. I'm so
welcome.
Excited.
What is your question? I know. We're excited to have you on. Thanks for calling in. What is your question, my dear?
Hi, Cheryl. Hi.
I lost my grandson a year ago. Well, not lost. I know where he's at. I just wanted to know if you have any message for me that he's okay.
Well, Cheryl, first of all, thank you for being here. I'm not a practicing medium to tap into him. Not that we can't all do it, but I know what's coming out first and foremost in my heart is I'm okay. I'm right here with you. And I think for anyone who's lost, and again, lost is not the right word. There's, first of all, there's nothing harder than grief. As you know, as we know, it is the most painful thing, especially having a child go before us. But I would say if you can imagine that boy by your side, whether you're sitting on the couch right now or you're sitting at the kitchen table, and continue the dialogue, continue talking to him as if he's right there, because he is. He might be invisible to your eyes, but he's not invisible to your heart. And there's things, it doesn't matter the age that they are, even if they're tiny little ones, their soul is very wise and can hear you. And so I think to ask for signs, to ask for signs that he's with you, maybe be specific, send a butterfly, send a frog, you know, something that might be particular in common that you guys have. But keep that relationship going. It is so hard for our loved ones to see us grieving. And, you know, here they are in a great place, right around the corner. And I really do believe that our hereafter really is right here. You know, we can't see the wireless internet, but it's right around us and very, very real. So your grandson's with you. He's loving you. Keep that relationship going. You have the power to create a relationship that has never been done before. And by sharing with him and talking to him, even if it's in your own mind, and quieting your mind and trusting the loving message that are coming back are from him. I think often that negative mind I talked about in the beginning can kick in and say negative things. But when things are coming from love, it's a very, very good possibility that it's him. So number one, I give you a big hug, and I know it's most tremendously painful thing, but have the confidence that he's with you. And just, even if you don't believe it all the time, pretend that you do. And it's sometimes as if the more you take the actions, all of a sudden there will be the butterfly, there will be the frog, there will be the favorite song, you know, those kind of things. And then you can take it that that's a sign that he's right with you. And who wouldn't want to be with you, Cheryl? I'm sure your great-grandmother.
I get signs all the time. And he was 22 when he passed. And a week after he passed, he showed me himself in full form in my bedroom door.
Oh, how wonderful.
Beautiful.
How wonderful. Yeah. What a wonderful, wonderful thing.
And very well said, Sandra, in the fact that just because we don't see it doesn't mean that it's not there. And your grandson, Cheryl, is just a thought away. I am a practicing medium, so I would say find a medium that you can relate to and feel drawn to, and do a private reading. You can get some very special messages of love and what he sees of you right now in the present tense. And I would also give you the crow as to believe in that magic. So when you see the crow, the spirit world comes through many different ways, signs, symbols, synchronistic events around you. So pay attention. It's interesting. Sandra was talking about the butterfly and the frog. I'm going to add the crow to that as well as his way of just letting you know that he's just a thought away and he's just all around you with love. So thank you, Cheryl, for that call.
Well, you're not going to believe this,
one last
we
thing.
We were fishing yesterday and we saw...
Yeah. What did you say yesterday?
Fishing yesterday and we saw crows.
There you go.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. But Cheryl, you just made a difference to the listeners, knowing that it's a possibility that if you saw your grandson, there's the hope that they will see theirs. So thank you for being willing to call. And that just made a difference for a lot of people.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Cheryl.
Thank you so much for accepting my call.
You're very welcome. Have a great day. And with that said, we're going to jump right into our next call. It's also another Cheryl. She is calling in from California. Cheryl from California, welcome to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. What is your question?
Hi. Oh, Sandra, I'm so happy to talk to you.
Cheryl.
Electronic voice stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
EVP,
electronic voice
phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to do that. So what kind of recorder should I get?
You can get any kind of digital recorder. Some people are even using their telephones. And it's something that can capture just sound. And to record sound of, and for the listeners that don't know what this is, it's recording sounds of, say, raindrops, with having the loving intention of having your loved one's voice come through. And then something can happen with practice. Sometimes you don't need much practice, or your loved ones don't need much practice. But when you play the audio back, instead of just hearing the raindrops, you can actually hear voices. And the very first one I got, it said, "Good night, Sandra," in a man's voice. Mm-hmm. Two women say, "Good night, good night." And then a man says, "Good night." And the only thing I recorded was the raindrops. So absolutely incredible. And if you go to my website, Cheryl, We Don't Die. I have all kinds of websites, but WeDon'tDie.com. There's actually a link for electronic voice phenomena that I talk about what kind of digital tape recorder I have. And there's a great book called There Is No Death and There Are No Dead by Tom and Lisa Butler that gives some of the steps how to do it. And yeah, if you're in our Facebook group, I'll put a post on what that link is. And We Don't Die listeners, and I'll so that'll help you. Yeah, I'll do that as soon as we're done with this episode. Thank you for calling, and I'm so nice.
Yeah.
Thanks for
thank you for your question.
Calling. Thanks,
yeah.
Cheryl.
EVPs are fascinating, aren't they?
Yeah.
I always think of I always think of Nikola Tesla when he talked about, if you want to unlock the secrets of the universe, you think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration, and that's what those electronic voice phenomenons and you can just use, you can use your phone. I've got a couple different recorders, and you can pick up some pretty amazing stuff in the voice of spirit, because they don't have vocal cords to communicate with us, so they use energy and frequency.
Here's something cool, too. There's Sonia Rinaldi is a scientist in South America, in Brazil, and she actually she does lots of EVP things, but she was presenting at this afterlife symposium last month, and she films, like, you just have to picture this. Say there's a picture of, like, my dad, okay? And then I put a piece of bubble wrap on front of it. She says you need something that has a lot of light and a lot of reflection. And so she'll film that still picture of, say, my dad, and then a face of my grandmother might transform in that picture. And she has one after another of people, and their deceased loved ones are showing up on these films. And it's just, it's a instrumental transcommunication. It's not just audio anymore, it's video. But I did a great interview with her, but just to see people's faces as they lived transform out of someone else's picture. This has to be our loved ones in the afterlife doing this. It's great. Great.
Oh my goodness. So many just wonderful signs. We actually have somebody else who's calling in from New York now. We've got Maria, who is on the line, ready to ask a question. Maria from New York, how can we help you today? And welcome to Inspired Living.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I watch We Don't Die regularly, and it's helped me tremendously through my grief, and I recommended it to friends, and I really actually study all of the interviews, and I think that you do such a phenomenal job as an interviewer of eliciting such important things from the people that you interview. It's just wonderful. It's such a gift, and I want to thank you for that. And
thanks,
Sandra,
Maria. Thank you for listening. That means a lot.
Thank you.
It really means a lot.
Yeah, and I have lost many loved ones, including my husband, in the past 5 years. And it's been a really hard process, because of the many losses that I had and feeling really alone. And I think the mind sometimes leads us to dark places, and then we say, maybe this is some kind of punishment, you know, a karmic thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why I'm by myself. And I have heard people on your show talk about precognitive visions, and there's a sense of knowing what is coming,
And when people have NDEs, the NDE survivors might say to you that they saw their children as they would appear in the future. And there's a kind of predetermination, or some things are already planned in some way. Not that it takes away from our free will, but it's a complex thing that's going on, and you uncover so much. And I just was wondering, with all these interviews that you've done, how do you feel about this soul agreement that we might have at this point in assessing, you know, everything together? How do you feel about some predetermined events or relationships? Because I feel it helps me, because knowing that, then I stop blaming myself for things, because I can go on and blame myself for
Sandra, we're going to have to be really quick, because we only have about a minute of the show left. So we only have so 1 minute. So go ahead and answer that question, if you could, real quick.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that people are put into our life, and we do have these soul agreements. And so instead of being mad at ourselves or even being mad at them, looking to see where we can learn what the what gift we get for our soul is out of that. Is everything predetermined exactly? I don't think so. I think we're getting given plenty of opportunities to learn the lessons that we have to learn. But without a doubt, don't blame yourself. Know that you're loved. And I hear the music going in the background. So, Maria, we can continue this in our Facebook group, okay?
Thanks for the call, Maria.
Thank you,
Sandra.
Thank you.